Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
11 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Drew Nixon with you. Jay Binkley is in for Cody today. Coming up in 45 minutes, we're expected to head out to Arrowhead and hear from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. It is that time of the week where we check in with a former Chiefs wide receiver, of course, Danan Hughes from the Chiefs Radio Network. He'll be part of the broadcast Monday night at Arrowhead as the Chiefs welcome in the Washington Commanders. And our conversations with Danan are brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. I do have to start, Elise, just if you have any reaction to what is the news of the day in sports world and just period around these FBI investigations and arrests involving gambling with Terry Rozier and Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, it's a sad day, man. I mean, it seems like anytime you got those three letters involved in anything, it's not good. And it's usually means that there's been a case or has been surveillance or moles or informants, or like you're talking about not just an investigation like local police, you're talking about the FBI being involved. So like chances are they have things on those players and those coaches that those guys don't even realize that they, you know, that were pertinent to their investigations. And it's unfortunate because, you know, by all accounts of what I've heard about Chauncey Billups and what you've seen from him and his career, not just as a coach but as a player, that he seemed like a good dude. And hopefully he just wasn't caught up in something. But at the same time, you kind of feel like, I feel a little indifferent about it because I feel like, you know, we hear all the stories of athletes and entertainers hosting their own poker parties, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're gambling on planes and in hotels. But like, you just wonder, like, what level did it go to above that? Was it, you know, when did it go from like the poker game on the plane as they were taking off to the level that the FBI got involved? And so it's going to be interesting to see how all that unfolds.
No question. Hey, Dana, in this last game, a lot of talk about the offense, and it's been the national story how good the offense looks. What was more impressive to you in that game, the offense or that defense for the Chiefs?
So, Bink, you know it pains me to talk nicely about defense.
Does.
You guys know that.
Yes.
Like, my stomach is already turning just a bit. But I have to say, in the NFL, anytime you put up a goose egg, you have to get props. Like I don't care what the score of the game was. If it was 50-0, the fact that we were able to hold them to 0 points, the hated rival, the Raiders, and then when you look at the stats that back it up, it wasn't like it was a host of turnovers. It wasn't like, you know, it was like you're talking about 30 plays. Like the Chiefs will run more plays in practice today. Like they have drills that have that one, like more than 30 plays in just one segment of their practices. So the fact that they were able to accomplish that against an NFL team, there should be an immense highlight on that alone for them to be able to accomplish that.
But Dana, when you look at this game, you think about it. I know the Raiders didn't look good in that game. They looked terrible. Chiefs made them look bad. Have you ever seen anything like that in pro sports where, I mean, I get it, man. It's the top of the top that makes pro sports. You know, those guys are paid too, and they're paid a lot of money for the Raiders. Yeah. But only the top of the top gets to the NFL. And to make an NFL team look like that with NFL-caliber players that are just coming off a win the previous week, have you seen anything remotely near that?
Nothing. And it couldn't have happened to a better team, by the way.
They didn't win for those plays.
That's what made it fun. See, the toughest part of this week has been that midnight rule. You guys have heard me talk about the midnight rule. Normally that pertains to losses where Marty Schottenheimer used to tell us, midnight, put it aside, look to the next week. Whether you win or lose, good or bad, had a good game or bad game, the midnight rule comes into play. But when you blow out the Raiders, I feel like that should be extended. There should be like an asterisk that you can enjoy. You can savor that kind of beatdown when you beat the Raiders to that extent. So for me, it's been difficult turning the page. I got players only tonight. I'll be in studio. I'll be basking in it just a little bit longer. So hopefully the listeners and the callers will enjoy that portion of the show as well. But at some point, I got to look to these Commanders. But like, if there's such thing as Christmas in October, to be able to blow out the Raiders in that fashion, like that's probably as good a gift as I would ever want.
We're talking to Dane and Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan. Rashee Rice, of course, made his return last week, and right away we saw that this offense is going to run through him, much like they tried to have that happen a year ago.
How cool was it that, like, there wasn't any kind of taking baby steps or spoon feeding into the offense? It's like, and I've referenced this, think about what Andy Reid and Matt Nagy must have been thinking after the Super Bowl and in preparation for this upcoming season, to be able to, during the offseason, during the dog days of pre-draft, maybe even post-draft, that we got these weapons, and now we can draw up something because we're going to expect to have Rashee Rice back. This was before they knew about the suspension. And as I've referenced Andy Reid, the mad scientist of offense, imagine him being in the his office in the late nights, drumming up offensive plays, concepts, schemes to utilize those weapons. And now having that opportunity to do so. And then, oh, by the way, just to kind of thumb his nose at the Raiders, maybe to some extent to the league, we're going to feed him soon as he steps on the field. I said during the pregame show that I thought it was going to be the second play or the second pass was going to go to Rashee Rice. And I think it was. I think the first pass was to Travis Kelce, and the second pass was to Rashee Rice. I knew that it was going to be a quick play, like a bubble screen or a flip pass, just to get him involved in the game quickly and get him acclimated or reacclimated to the speed. But I felt like that was like there was a method to the madness. There was a reason behind him feeding him, targeting him so much. It was like he didn't just want to let the NFL know that Rashee Rice is back. He wanted like to hammer it into everybody's minds that you better be careful about what we're going to put forth on offense the rest of this season.
Well, Dana, you're the perfect guy to ask for this because you are a former NFL receiver. But that connection receivers have with their quarterback, it seems like every quarterback's got their guy, or in some cases two guys, like Marino with Duper and Clayton. It just seems to me this connection between Rice and Mahomes, that's pretty special. And I know after 3 years, you can give a guy a contract extension. I clearly think the Chiefs should extend Rashee Rice after this year, to be honest with you. But that's hard to find, that just that connection between that wide receiver, like Kelsey's had with Mahomes. But I don't know how you look at it, but it just seems to me that Rice is like that perfect guy. He seems like Mahomes' guy, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so, and I think justifiably so. He has done everything he can on the field to garner that trust. And like, you can't take that lightly. When a quarterback realizes that everything is his fault and he gets all the praise and he'll get all the blame. And there's some unfair aspects of being a quarterback. If a ball goes off my hands, like it did for Travis Kelce against Eagles, that's an interception to Patrick Mahomes. If Hail Marys, that's an interception. The breakdowns of pass protection and a sack or a strip sack, that's on the quarterback. But then again, on the flip side, when you have a guy that you've built a relationship with and you built that trust and you're willing to say, you know what, inject him into the offense right now. It's week 7 and I'm going to showcase to everybody that he's my guy. And like, as a former wide receiver, I always wanted the quarterback to know that the worst thing that's going to happen is that it's going to be incomplete. If you throw me the ball, I'm not going to allow the DB to intercept it. Like, that's the best I can give you. I can't tell you if I can climb the ladder. I don't know if I'm going to be able to create separation. I wasn't a speedster, so it wasn't going to be like I was going to run free down the sideline. But I can tell you that the worst thing that can happen is that it's either fourth down or third down when you throw me the ball. And to have the relationship that we're seeing or we've seen materialize with Patrick and Rashee, and then also the other guys that are coming along. I mean, Patrick did a great job of keeping everybody happy on the field. Now, yeah, it was a blowout win. We'll see when a tightly contested game comes along and if guys are looking around like, where's my touches? Where's my opportunities? But even Tyquan Thornton had his opportunity in that game. Noah Gray had his opportunity in this game. 9 different guys caught passes, and I put that on the shoulders of Patrick, recognizing that he needed to involve everybody, especially Rashee early.
Turning the page a little bit, Danan, over to the Commanders. We know no Jaden Daniels. It'll be Marcus Mariota as the quarterback. But it does seem like Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel are trending in the right direction to be back. What do you make of the Commanders who, I think are dealing with super high expectations after last year? And so far, it's a complete 180 from how things were going a year ago.
I don't think it's any different than when the Lions came in, when other teams that we don't face very often come in, and based on the status that we've set, the bar that we've set as an organization with the successes that we've had in these years, every team comes in believing that they can turn their season around or they can add an exclamation point to whatever season they're having by beating the Chiefs. The Commanders are reeling in some respect, and they're going to come in here. And it's almost like the Raiders, where I said prior to the game that the Raiders, if they wind up winning the game, it would be almost like the equivalent of 3 wins for them in their psyche, in their approach, in their bravado, and maybe their preparation and mindset going into future games. I don't think it's going to be 3 wins for the Commanders, but I can tell you it's going to feel like more than 1 if they come in and win. So I feel like they're recognizing that this is a prime opportunity for them to kind of change the course of their season, not just from a win-loss perspective, but just from a psyche perspective, because you want to have something to latch onto as a player that you're doing things right, that you're doing things and you're moving in a winning fashion. And because of the injuries, that hasn't happened for them as consistently as they expected. This is 1 week where I think that they're probably thinking we can turn everything around with beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium.
Have you noticed any difference with this team as far as kind of the attitude and having fun? It seems like they're really getting back to that, kind of what drove this team the last couple of years. Early on in the season, maybe not so much because you didn't have anybody coming back. But with the Raiders game, you know, they ran two trick plays, Mahomes trying to draw them off sides. And the play I like best, Danan, was one that didn't count because I think Caliendo was off sides. It was the single wing. Mahomes and Gardner Minshew in three-point stances back there, and it was a pump pass to get in the end zone. It did work, and you know you're going to see this again. They're going to spin around. Yeah. It just seems like they use this for the Raiders. They got the Raiders coming up. They use these plays, and they'll have the Raiders last game of the season. They can practice stuff for postseason, but it just seems to me just a whole different level of fun this team's having.
Well, that's what Andy Reid has been. That's been the MO for him since he's came over. He talks about letting the players showcase not just their abilities but their personalities and letting them have involvement and to participate in game plans and structures. I bet you that Patrick, it wasn't just like Andy said, hey, we're going to run this play on fourth and one and you just do it this way. I'm sure he allowed Patrick to have the ability to broaden how he was going to present himself at the line of scrimmage and say what he said that everybody's heard, all the expletives and so on and so forth, trying to add a little spice to it. That's what I love about Andy Reid as a coach. That's why when you hear players talk about running through a brick wall for a coach, that's an aspect of it because he allows us to be us. He allows us to have fun. And implementing that into the game is huge. So, yeah, I think this team is having fun right now. It's always fun when you're winning, Bink. So, you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt. It can flip quickly if you start losing games, especially with the hole that we put ourselves in. But that's the identity of this team. Like, if you look back, even back to Tyreek's days, back to the first Super Bowl after the 2019 season, the Legion of Zoom, the dances, all of those different things, there was an aspect of that being our identity, that we weren't this tightly wound team, that we were a team that was having fun, that were entertaining a lot of fans, and I'm glad we're back to that.
Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver, of course, you'll hear him on the Chiefs radio network this Monday night as the Chiefs welcome in the Commanders. Appreciate it, man. And players only, 6 o'clock, right?
You know it. Players only tonight.
There we go.
Have some fun.
Perfect. There you go. Danan Hughes with us here on 96.5 The Fan. Our conversations with Danan brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer.
Trash of the day.
All right. I got a doozy for us today. This is not made up. This is a real story. I promise you guys. I mean, this one's something else. So we go to Thailand.
Oh, we're back?
Back. Yeah, that's right. We were in Thailand a couple weeks ago, weren't we? Back to Thailand. This involves a 51-year-old man and a 1990 Toyota Corolla.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, according to this story, a man was arrested for performing illegal penis surgery in the back of his 1990s Toyota Corolla.
What the hell, Bill?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Police caught him in October while doing a penile bead implant procedure in his car. He has no medical license. He learned the procedure from social media videos.
He
advertised his services on TikTok, claiming he offered at-home services for customers. Police seized beads, local anesthetics, scalpels, needles, and other surgical tools from his makeshift mobile operating room. He admitted to doing this as a side job for about a year. Here were the prices, guys. $30 for pearl implants, $150 for circumcisions, $300 for penis enlargement injections. He faces up to 3 years in prison because, I don't know about you, you know, who doesn't want surgery in the back of a 1990s Corolla, let alone on your penis?
But he offers drive-up services, right? He'll come to your place of business.
He will. Or he did.
Oh, like an really oil change, like an oil change thing or something. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Who in their right mind, even if, I mean, Who in their right mind?
Nobody.
Thinks that surgery in the back of a 1990 Corolla, and I don't even know why the year matters, in a 2025 Corolla.
Did it say how many did?
Why does it? I mean, clearly.
I'm curious how many people he actually had his clients.
I'm guessing a lot.
Wow. Making that buck, man.
Jeez.
No, I don't know why you need enlargement
nobody
surgery
in
anyway,
mind,
but.
Nobody in their right mind.
Yeah.
Should or would or should.
Yeah. I'm looking at the they basically put out images of the equipment from his car, and it's just like, what are we? He has pearl implants. Someone's going to have to explain that one to me.
How the heck was he allowed?
What does that mean, Drew?
How are they allowed to advertise this? Like, or how the heck is he allowed to do this? Or are they allowed to do this on TikTok? Like, how do you advertise that? Like,
yeah. How do you pay taxes on that?
You don't. I just can't
get a business license for that.
It's one thing in a crazy story we had a few weeks ago. The person has like a dentist office in their home, and we're like, that's just a bad idea,
it
too.
It reminds me of
and
that. One,
and that's a terrible idea as well. Like, a fake dentist in their home and their apartment offering cheap root canals, probably not a good idea either. This is a whole nother level.
Yeah.
No way. So, what's that? Is this the real reason Cody is off?
Oh,
well,
Drew.
It's either that.
That wasn't me. That's from the 913.
It's either that.
You did have your 30th.
Cody can defend himself tomorrow. It's either that or it's the FBI knocked in his door for his illegal poker games. I don't know.
I did not text in bank that. That's somebody else.
Someone says, what was his actual job if this was his side job? Yeah, like, what is he like? Like, what else are you doing in that 1990s Corolla?
Well, he wasn't highly successful because he had that.
I just learned it on social
car.
Media.
Like, welcome into my office. Just lay down in the back seat of the Corolla.
No, we're not. As soon as, if they say that, we're done.
You say it's perfectly safe. I saw this on YouTube.
Are these, someone said, are these good
exactly
prices?
Right.
Like, what does it normally cost? Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know.
What's
Bink, do you know what
cost, Bink,
Drew? Bink, do you know what penis enlargement surgery normally costs? I figured I'd
Drew,
ask.
What's it as? What's, okay, it, what's it
I
cost?
I figured I'd ask you, but I wasn't sure. Huh.
You don't know, Bink?
No.
You guys don't know either? Okay.
Me?
Look it up. On your own phone, though.
Imagine going to 3 years in prison, being in prison for 3 years, because and you're in there and you're talking to your cellmate, I guess, or whatever. What are you in here for? Well, I was giving
would you rather
surgery
be
in the back of my car.
Would you rather be busted for gambling or penis enlargements?
Neither.
I mean, from the actual how long are you in prison, the sports betting is going to result in people going to prison longer than 3 years.
So you'd rather be in prison for penis enlargements?
I guess so, babe.
Okay.
I guess so. Because I'll tell you this, if Rozier and these guys are guilty and convicted, they will not be just serving 3 years in prison. I don't think.
Based on some of the videos on social media, too, it's hard. How is Terry Rozier going to? I don't know how he explains the. Geez. Next line. Okay.
What?
What are you looking at, Drew?
Well, Drew, which text?
I'm just looking at the text.
Which one?
I'm looking at our listeners' text.
Which one?
You're looking at TikTok. Yeah,
exactly. You can read
That's
most of
question.
Them.
That's the question. Which one?
Which one do you want to read? Go for it.
I think no. We haven't had a Bink drop in a while. Bink, how about you read it?
I'm not going to read the text line. It's a disaster right now. If I read this, no, I'm not giving you another drop.
Come on, Bink.
Which one do you want?
Pick
he must
one.
Have made money hand over fist. That
okay.
one.
No, all right. Coming up next.
No, not that one. For the 913. I had a few inches to spare.
All right. Up next, we will get to the Chiefs for a half hour. Let's talk about the fourth down on the defensive side and how well the Chiefs are there. Plus, we're going to hear from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes on Cody and Goal.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
The Chiefs Red Half Hour is brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Coming up in 10 minutes or so, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5, The Fan. We'll see if there's any update on some injuries. I think the Trey Smith back injuries, one to see if there's an update on as they return to practice today. Obviously, I guess he'll be asked about Josh Simmons. Do they think he'll play Monday? I think there's very little chance he's playing Monday because I don't believe he's actually in Kansas City. So we'll see what Andy Reid has to say about that in a little bit. Also, 1 hour from now, we'll talk fantasy football with Paul Charchian. We'll also get back into the news of the day, the gambling scandal, the FBI investigation, the arrest of an active NBA player, an active NBA head coach related to illegal poker schemes.
Not the Kroll.
And also, and related to sports betting and specifically Terry Rozier. So a lot to get into, a busy day in the sports world, and plenty of thoughts on that. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Of course, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line is always open, 913-586-7965. You heard Bink there. Bink's filling in for Cody today. Drew Nixon is back producing after being hungover from his birthday. And
I had a few
also
inches to spare.
All right, let's talk about the Chiefs defense, who on fourth downs probably hasn't got enough credit. We've talked about fourth down offensive aggressiveness and how well they've been doing there. But Bink, full disclosure, must have told me about this stat 7 times in the last 24 hours, guys. 7 different times.
You fired up about it then.
Maybe four times.
Last night I did.
And
this morning.
And again in the next meeting. Anyway, you're excited about this because you don't think enough people are talking about how good the Chiefs defense has been on fourth down.
Yeah, because everybody's talking about the offense and the aggressiveness. And I get it, man. 12 of 15 on fourth down on offense. That's 80%. Okay, you go back to 2022, 9 of 12, 75%. They didn't do it very much. You look back at it, 75% of the time they got it on fourth downs in 22, but they didn't do it very much. But it's 12 times. They've already done 15 times on offense. That's offense.
Okay.
Defense, there's this number that's coming out here. Chiefs are allowing teams just 4 of 14 fourth down opportunity. So going forth on the Chiefs on fourth down is what a lot of teams used to do because that's the way to beat the Chiefs, was by putting points on, not just field goals, scoring touchdowns and teams would be willing to do it. And the good teams would do that. You'd see teams go for it on fourth down all the time. And it would frustrate you because the Chiefs' numbers through the years, it was almost better than a coin flip. 2022, 20 of 35. So 20 times teams were successful. They ran it 35 times going for it on fourth down. That's 57%. 2023, 13 of 28, 46%. 2024, last year, teams were 52.2% going for it on fourth down against the Chiefs. The odds say do it. The odds say go for it on fourth down because the Chiefs were basically over 50% teams getting first downs on them, which I think was big because that's kind of how to stop the Chiefs is scoring points. This year, much different. 4 of 14, 28.6% the defense has given up on fourth down. So, yes, I know it's out there a lot. People talking about, you know, the offense and how aggressive they are and how good they are on fourth down. What about Spags and his defense? 28.6%. And keep in mind, a couple of these were tush pushes.
I was going to say, two of them are tush push.
Yeah, so this number even goes further down if we take the Eagles out of the equation. But with the Eagles in the equation, still just 28% of fourth downs are being garnered by other teams. When essentially, if you have better than a 50% chance to do it, you're going to do it. I mean, because the odds would favor you because it's tilted more than 50%. Yeah. You're going to do it. Because how many times are you frustrated? A team would have fourth and one, you go, and they're going for it. You know, you'd be on the 35, you said they're going for it. They have to do it because this is how you beat the Chiefs. But when they're sitting here and you're only getting 28.6% of those conversions, you're putting Mahomes back on the field with good field position. You don't have to worry about your return game. So the defense is doing their job. A lot of talk about the offense, but hey, this defense got to give them up to a 28.6% fourth down conversions. So they're definitely flipping it to now. You might see teams think about the odds because they do look at these analytics and say, eh, maybe we'll punt here. The Chiefs have had very good success stopping fourth downs, you know, better than 3 out of 10 chance of not getting that first down. So teams are more willing to punt now instead of going for it like Dan Campbell does all the time.
Yeah, I think it's obviously a great sign for the Chiefs defense that these opponents that they are going to try to be aggressive. And I think they're going to still try to be aggressive because now you have a Chiefs offense once again that is one of the best in football. And you feel like you got to keep up with them.
They're freaking 80% on offense doing it.
You feel like you got to keep up with them. So if you're, whether it's Dan Campbell or not, I mean, this Monday night, it's Dan Quinn, okay? It's Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator. They're going to feel like the Chiefs are probably going to put up, let's call it 28 points at least, and they're going to be ultra aggressive. Can the Chiefs continue to stop that? That's been a huge switch for them because it's also set up some short fields now. This past week, that didn't matter. The Chiefs had four drives.
Been unreal. I think it's only two times he hadn't picked up that 1 yard.
Oh, on the offensive side. I think that not related to fourth downs. I'm saying I think the Chiefs offense being back to a top offense is why we're going to continue to see opponents go for fourth down because they're worried that they can't miss a possession of not scoring points. They got to keep up with the Chiefs. Whereas, you know, early on in the season, if you were Philadelphia, when the Chiefs offense was not going well, you weren't worried about the Chiefs putting up 30 on you. And so Philly's going to be aggressive on fourth and ones because of the tush push. But I guess what I'm saying is I think teams are going to feel the necessity to be aggressive again. It's been a couple years since we've discussed how teams feel like they got to play the Chiefs differently. I think we're back to that.
Yeah, and the good news is the Chiefs are stopping it.
Yeah.
That's the good news about it because these teams have always felt this way. At least the good teams, the credible teams, would go for a fourth down against the Chiefs because their odds were actually in favor of them picking up the first down. Now it's much, much different. You're putting Mahomes back on the field with good field position because just giving up 28% of fourth downs. That makes you think about that. That makes you think about not putting Mahomes back on the field if you're other teams. But I just think this defense and what they're doing on fourth down should be talked about.
Did you mention, where does that rank? Is that first in a list? Where do the Chiefs, if they're
it's
giving
second
up
in percentage.
Okay.
But they've had more run against them.
All right.
So you're obviously going to, 25% I think is the league best. Chiefs are 28, but more teams have run it against them.
I would love to know, like last year, what was the best, like what would
I'll tell you.
The number one, if you could look up, last year, the best defense against fourth down conversion rate. Who was that, and what did it take? What was the percentage?
I'll tell you that in just a second. If we're looking at
that. Because are the Chiefs already pacing to being, you said right now they're second, but.
Because right now, just specifically on fourth down conversions, which is huge because I was so tired of teams doing it. The number one team in the clubhouse is the Patriots. They're 25%.
This year.
Yes, this year. Okay. Teams, they've only run eight fourth downs on them, they've converted two. So it's higher than the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are at 14. So the Chiefs are much more than that. Now, regular season last year in the same situation, the Vikings led the way. 37%. Right. So the Chiefs are 9 points higher than last year's leader in the clubhouse was the Vikings at 37%, and the Lions were number two. Teams went for fourth downs 29 times against the Lions last year, and 41% against the Lions, that success rate, because of all the injuries they had, teams thought they could push them. But to the Lions' credit, they stopped them.
Yeah, I think the reason why, this is kind of my point about the Chiefs, and the reason why teams did it against the Lions, they felt they had to keep up with the Lions' offense. I think that's why you're going to see the Chiefs towards the top in this, not just percentage, but attempts against them on fourth down.
2 years ago, 40% led the way.
Teams are going to think that they have to go for fourth downs against the Chiefs, the same way that teams felt like they know Dan Campbell and the Lions are going to do it, so they have to keep up. And we'll keep an eye on that, though, Bink. Moving forward. Up next, we're going to hear from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. We'll find out a little bit more about some of the injuries heading into the Commanders game, and also a little bit more about what the Chiefs think of Marcus Mariota starting this one.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.